Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. Welcome to episode 105 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing why culture and inclusivity really matter as students look to the summer. ABC News reported just a couple days ago on May 5th that President Trump railed against the nation's immigration laws and suggested Saturday that a government shutdown may be necessary to secure his long-promised border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. As principals, what are we supposed to do when we hear that type of language, especially those of us who work in more diverse settings? We are trained to be inclusive. In order to be a great leader, we got to believe that every child deserves a chance to be treated equitably, regardless of their background. When the president puts policies in place to be exclusionary, either by erecting a wall or discriminating through immigration policies, how are the children of these excluded groups going to feel knowing that soon they'll no longer have the safety of our schools? How do we as principals and leaders of our buildings ensure that every child feels safe when they know that they'll be leaving in just a few short months? These three reminders will help your children feel secure in your school while they prepare for the world outside. Obviously, the first one is to create that safe space. And this is a technique with which most of us started the school year. At the beginning of the school year, we had the power to disperse money for posters, books, speakers, and classroom materials that highlights our community's diversity. During the year, we used these funds and with the help of our staff, decorated our buildings with images from around the globe. Now at the end of the year, as we plan closing ceremonies, we can ask our students and families and community members who their cultural heroes are and find ways to display them during that time. This helps reaffirm our commitment to the larger community and helps create a positive vibe for the next year. And this also helps, obviously, with holding on to our student population, which, as we know, is really important. Another tip is to be personally vulnerable. Just like if we think about it, that interactive software program, the Rosetta Stone, we want to be interactive with our students who come from different linguistic backgrounds. So something as simple as good morning in a student's home language will bring a smile to their face and help them feel safe. This small gesture is especially powerful as we make mistakes in pronunciation and cadence. This vulnerability gives them a chance to be leaders and show their strength as they help us improve. As our staff and students see us model this behavior, they will absolutely follow our lead. This act of personal kindness and cultural sensitivity will help break down those superficial barriers that often separate us when they don't need to. This third tip, techno teacher, this is simply a tip that must be used sparingly, judiciously. Apps and technology like Google Translator don't always address the context, the subtleties of the language. And when we send newsletters and other communications out to families about upcoming summer programs using Google Translator, even though it's an easy way to get information out to families, we want to be sure that we are using our district contacts to look at what the see what the translation is, to make sure that we're not making any faux pas. And if we're lucky enough to have these people in our district, then it's a great idea to run these translations past them. And I found that even if there are mistakes, the families appreciate us reaching out to them and making that attempt. It shows that we respect them and their culture. creating community is the job of the principal. And using these tips, we can help keep our schools together, keep that culture and that family feel that we're looking for. As the anxiety of summer without us begins to set in and our kids start to flip out, these are some ways to combat that fear that some of our students feel as national policies change. What are some ways you help your students and families feel welcome throughout the school year, especially now at the end when they are about to leave us and you know that anxiety is fitting in? You can use the comment section on the corresponding blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and share your thoughts with the rest of us. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and share with your friends. For some more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, you can check out my blog again at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and you can register right on the website. Full disclosure, this can sometimes be sporadic as time is often an issue, and I'm sure you can understand that. If you're an auditory learner, you can download episodes of the podcast The Principal Entrepreneur on iTunes and Podomatic, and episodes are replayed weekly. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join our private Facebook group, also not surprisingly called The Principal Entrepreneur. And that is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.